More for them, less for you. And start to understand things. Killing in the name of profit. Killing in the name of sloth. I mean, it's fucking gluttony. Killing the so-called perceived sloths in exchange for gluttony and just... It's really sick. Makes you sick to your stomach. California... Headline, California could double its taxes to start a massive new social program. They're going to double their taxes in that state, and you're going to stay there. Killing in the name of, they haven't taken enough from you yet.
But the weather's so nice here.
Well, it better be. You're going to be living in a cardboard box. A new constitutional amendment in California would cause taxes to soar in order to establish a universal single-payer healthcare system for folks mostly who aren't citizens of the United States. Where, what country can I sneak into and get paid tens of thousands of dollars and get a roof over my head and food and free healthcare? Oh, maybe I should sneak back into this country. Hola, señor. You don't look... Hey, buddy, you don't look Mexican.
No habla inglés. Wait, what? Go ahead. Pendejo.
But this guy over here, he looks suspect.
And no days, Miguel.
That's what's going to come down to. There's going to be a bunch of Americans down there with Sharpie mustaches. And ponchos, they just cut a hole in a blanket. Try to sneak across the border to make an extra $25. The trouble in California, folks. They're out of money. You understand what's fucking happened here? I understand it plain and simple. And what we're going to further explore in 2022. Everybody's broke. That's why one of the reasons they launched this scheme. They launched. If they weren't pumping up the stock market, it would be crashed. They've been pumping up for a long time. If they weren't pumping up the credit markets, there would be no credit markets. It would be complete chaos. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's like one big silicone breast. It's not natural. And I tell you, they're out of money. They don't have money for Social Security. It's broke. And forget about that. That pales in comparison to Medicaid and Medicare. That's going to fucking break the back of the U.S. Treasury. And it already has and it already is. And so a great way to do this, and this is playing out all over the world, especially in the U.K. They fleeced these systems in the U.K., these public healthcare systems, public pension systems, similar to Social Security here and Medicare and Medicaid in the UK and all over the world. They fleeced it. They stole all the money. They spent all the money. They're broke. They're broke. So why not roll out a scheme where you have to reinvent the entire economy all over again and pay no attention over here to the fact that we squandered and stole and spent all the money and we're broke. We'll give these people out there so many things to think of that this will be the last thing they think of. And this is where we're at. They fleeced it all. It's over. It's been over. All they can do is pump it up. And that too, eventually. What goes up must come down. And that's why I say there's a special place in hell for these people. And then they launch a scheme where they wipe people out. And they introduce a so-called cure that actually is the fucking, it actually is the pandemic. That's why I want to talk and I want to show you guys these two videos. And that's going to be where your head should be for the rest of the year as we explore this. And I say explore loosely because basically have already figured it out, along with many other people. It's just that we have to evolve gradually to understand. And you have to do this gradually, too, because it's the only way to get there, because you cannot fathom how evil these people are. And if you told somebody this right out of the gate, like at a family reunion or a family event or a family gathering or a gathering of old friends and family, no matter what the event is, right, and you started spouting this off and spewing this, they would think you're crazy, because it takes years to come up with this higher level of sophisticated intelligence and analysis too. And so this is where it's headed. But make no mistake, okay? California's out of money too, all right? California's out of money. Everybody's out of money. And here is the end result. As John Lee Hooker sings, burning hell financially, we're there. But you just can't understand it because of the chaos that they're masking it with. Quite the operation. But more people, as I said yesterday, more people are waking up to what's going on, and that's trouble for the criminals. But we have a long way to go. Let's see what this says. In California, what do they want? They just want more money. It's always, gimme, gimme, gimme. They spend the money, they squander, and then they come back to you. And you know what's funny? You folks, and I say this to the collective, not everybody, you folks keep paying it. You're allowed to say no. Fuck you, I'm done. That's what happened in the 1700s. That's what got us here. The colonists said, no, we're fucking, that's it. Last straw. King George and England, no more. No more tribute, no more taxes. No, in fact, we're tired of hearing from you, and we're going to fucking roll up our sleeves, and we're going to do something about it. You don't have to grab your nearest farm implement like they did. You can just opt the fuck out or get out, okay? I know the weather's great in California. It's fantastic. I understand. I've been there. It's a beautiful state, right? If you want to stay there, maybe you need to change the way you think. Maybe you need to live off the grid, so to speak, without actually living off the grid. So many different ways of doing things. You know, I looked at Fauci's finances. We're looking at Fauci's finances here. I noticed that he has a trust. I'm saying, okay, I understand what he's doing. He's living off the grid. He's got money protected in his fucking trust that he's not paying taxes on, etc. I understand what he's doing. He's a scumbag. He's taking advantage of the situation. He's not paying his fair share while he's out there. The highest paid federal employee in the United States. He's not paying his fair share. He's got all kind of shelter set up. And I'm sure he has offshore accounts too. And so much more money that he's saying that he had. He's worth $20, $30 million. No doubt. He says he's worth $10. Get the fuck out of here. It doesn't even add up. If he made $500,000, think about it. Unless he's got a gambling problem or something else. I don't think that's the case, or I don't think he's snorting eight balls of coke on the weekend. I don't think he has those type of problems. They can get rather expensive. If he made $500,000 a year and you've been there for so long, let's just say half of the time you've been there, you've been there 50 years, half of the time you've been there, longer than 50 years, I think, because he dodged the Vietnam draft to go into the NIH. So he was like 19 or 20 or 21. Okay. So you've been there 50, 60 years. You worked your way up to $500,000 a year. So let's just say for half of that time, we'll average it out, you're making $500,000 a year. Well, there's your $10 million right there. I mean, his house is worth $2 million. So, and the wife is making money too at the NIH. So these guys are literally cashing checks and snapping necks. It doesn't even add up that she's only worth $10 million. You must have been the worst fucking investor in the history of mankind. Or you have some kind of an expensive vice. I don't see Fauci scoring bitches on the weekend and snorting eight balls and going wild. Be hard to do for a guy who's not even allowed to ride a roller coaster legally. But anyway, bud. So you've made millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in your government career, and you only have $10 million to show for it? That seems... Where's the rest? Does anybody give a shit? No, they don't give a shit. Where's the rest of the money? Oh, it's in a trust. Where's the trust? Invested. Well, nobody gives a crap to ask. It took 2 years to get a lousy financial disclosure out of him. Form that's 2 years old to begin with. 2020. I want to see 2019. I want to see the stocks he bought in 2019. I want to see what he divested and what he traded on 2019. I want to see 2018, 2017, 2016, and back. All the way back. What about the patents? We didn't see any intellectual property. He owns patents. That wasn't in there. So it's like a joke. It's just to placate folks. But there are some very interesting things, I think, on there that we'll be delving into in the near future, perhaps on Hotwire, that I cannot disclose at this point because it's being worked on. And we are working on it. We have a certain expertise when it comes to this stuff, so we will put it to work. California says it needs about $163 billion a year. And guess what they would do with that? Guess what they would do with it? They'd squander it, just like they squander everything now. And they want to increase taxes by $12,250 per household, roughly doubling the state's already high tax collections. And guess what happens when they piss that away? And they send, at the same time, we talked about yesterday, Newsom wants to earmark billions of dollars for climate change. You wanted to be woke? Now you're going to be broke. Newsom's not going to go broke. Did you ever look at the tax returns of these politicians? They're stingy fuckers. They want to raise another $163 billion off of your back per year. And guess what? That's not even the federal side, who also have you in their tax coffer crosshairs. Make no mistake about it. And New York is not far behind. They'll be doing that as well. And it goes on and on and on. But don't worry. Musk and Bezos and all these guys, they're cashing in. God bless them. Now, one of the biggest terms that have been laughable is the title or job title or professional title of economist, who have been wrong about everything. The top economists in the country have been wrong at almost every move, almost as bad as the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that are underreported, are lowballed, etc. And what comes to mind is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We talked about, they reported that consumer prices rose by 7% in December. It's like a joke, 7%. They said a month ago that it would be half of that, 2 or 3%. Even Yellen said, this crazy bridge troll, the Secretary of Treasury, Benny fucking Hill, Captain Kangaroo Yellen, she testified that annual inflation in the United States in 2021 would have been, slated to be 2%. 2%? I mean, what? Go back to sleep. Get a warm cookie. Go crochet an Afghan, you fucking sea hag. These people lie on a regular basis. The Bureau of Labor Statistics always underreport stuff. And so when I see that a Harvard University economist is warning that high inflation will remain through 2023, what a gutsy call. What a gutsy call. No shit. We've said that on here for years now. We're telling people this was going to go down in 2020, February and March 2020. But don't worry. Harvard economist now and chess grandmaster. What the fuck does that mean? Kenneth Rogoff explained that it's not so easy to raise interest rates to fight inflation when public and private data is high, when the stock market is high, when housing prices are high, when the economy is still weak. Central bankers willing to do so will have a lot of stomach. Where has this guy been? If our simple asses, if our simple Irish, if our simple Polack, and our simple Kraut asses on the Thomas Paine podcast, of course we've got some Hungarians working here too. I'll mess with those guys. Take your fucking arm off. They're fantastic people, and so are they. Ancestors and their relatives. We know many of these folks. One big happy family here. If us lowly folks of European ancestry can come up with this, and we are not learned. We are not learned from the Ivy League, although my wife is, but I'm just a state university ham and egger. That's all I am. How do we know this? And isn't it advantageous for people to know this years ago? It's a little fucking late now. So these economists, quote unquote economists, when they come out, I always have to laugh. It's like, where were you fucking guys? Where were you? Like I said before, where the fuck was Rogan 2 years ago? When people were on the fence trying to decide whether they should get the jabs, we were out front saying, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. This is a scam. Where was Tucker? Where were these economists, these learned folk of fiscal and financial prowess? There's been a handful of economists during this time frame who have urged policymakers and politicians to focus on addressing price level. Larry Summers comes to mind, although he fades in and out. But at least he was there a couple years ago. But where have the other so-called experts been? These are pocketbook issues. These are kitchen table issues, I call them. But notice, I always get a little antsy. I always get a little, more than a little, suspicious when these folks come out after an entire house burns down and then they show up with the megaphone. There's been a house fire here. No fucking shit. The whole neighborhood. The whole neighborhood was 10 degrees hotter. And the house isn't even, the embers aren't even smoking anymore. That was so long ago. The site's not even hot. Oh, well, I'm here to tell you there's going to be a fire or there's going to be a forest fire. I mean, where are these people? I'm asking a legitimate question. Where the fuck are these people been? And so it makes me suspicious when they come out. When it's safe, so to speak, safe. It's harder, it's much harder when you're telling folks this for the first time. They may have heard of this, and then they're reluctant. They're reluctant because who the fuck are you? Even me. People are like, do I trust this guy? I don't know. He's saying, nobody else is saying it. Well, see, that's the whole point. It would be easier to reach people if more people told the truth, and then you would hear one truth teller say something, and then another truth teller would back that up, and then on down the line. But we don't have that. We have a bunch of carpetbaggers and grifters, etc., and they only tell you what they're paid to tell you, and most of it's misinformation, disinformation, and they're fucking up the playing field. So I don't really have anything against this economist other than to say, hey, Mr. Harvard economist and chess grandmaster, checkmate, my friend. Where the fuck have you been? And of course, when I'm saying this to him, I'm speaking to the collective of so-called experts, all happy to tell you how fucked we are. Wouldn't it have been advantageous if you really knew what you were doing to tell us how fucked you could be if you didn't do X, Y, and Z right now? Where are these people? More credence that many folks are in on this. And it's like they've been giving, like, somebody blew a whistle. You're all free to tell the truth now. The coast is clear. Big Pharma made their money. Got enough people jacked up with fucking poison? Go out and tell the truth. Try to salvage your relationship with your constituents. Try to salvage your reputations, etc. for being asleep like Rip Van fucking Winkle. It's stunning. Stunning. And these issues affect everybody. And many of us out here, including myself and my family, we've been sold out. Sold out. And so many other people feel like this inflation has snuck up on them, right? Because they weren't not getting accurate, honest information. And that's true. And it's a pervasive pattern. It's not just some people make mistakes. You know, when the heat's on, you make mistakes. Pressure. You're going to make some mistakes, right? But there was never any collective heat on to tell everybody this in a truthful manner. And it was a pervasive pattern of misinformation, disinformation. And here we are. And some people say, I don't know what you're complaining about. Things aren't really that bad yet. Maybe not for you. Maybe not for you. But there are many folks out here bleeding out in more ways than one. We got kids all fucked up. I mean, let's take a step back here from the news and think about this. The very statement, I hear it all the time. Things aren't really that bad. I still have money in my 401k. Okay, that's cool. Then it's all about money for you, right? Is your kid on the verge of fucking killing themselves? I mean, let's break it down. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. I'll just tell you the truth. Is your kid on the verge of killing him or herself? Because since it started, 25%. 25%, think about that, of boys and girls, young men and young women, age 25 and younger, have at least contemplated killing themselves. Think about that. Let's just talk about the kids. Because we're adults, we're big boys and big girls. We can take whatever comes our way. And if there's collateral damage, well, as long as the kids stay insulated from it, I think most of us can live with that. Most of us who aren't all fucked up to begin with. What about the kids wearing masks at school? What has happened to them? Their physiology, their psychology, their emotional state. What about that? Well, but you still have money in your 401k, so there's no reason to get upset, right? You're going to need that money for therapy. What about kids who don't know how to handle this? They see that their parents are going through tough times, and they don't want to add to the stressors that their parents are trying to weather, trying to endure. So they say, you know what? I'm going to go fucking get messed up, buddy of mine. He's been wanting me to try heroin for a while. I'll try some heroin. Oh, I like it. Even though I don't want to like it, I like it. I get hooked. I got to score more. Now you're going to different places. You're in dark places. You're in bad places. And then you get a fucking bad batch of something, and you're gone. You're gone. What about that? But you still have money in your 401k, right? This is the fabric of America, and not only America, but the world. It's being eroded. It's more than frayed. It's tattered. You're holding on by threads at this point. It's more than threadbare. It's only threads left. And already gaping holes in the fabric of your world and many other people's world. But you can't look at things just through a financial money prism. There are serious issues here with the foundation of your world, the world we all live in. And what affects your neighbor can certainly affect yourself. That's what a lot of these folks don't seem to understand with their mandates and wanting people to get locked up for not thinking the same way these idiots do. Well, they won't come for you. It never crossed your mind. No, it didn't, because these are not critical thinkers we're dealing with. So understand that this is not the same world. It's not going back to the same world. It technically cannot. It's so unstable at best. The foundations have been rocked. It can't stand on its own. They have to be major catalyst events, just like the 1700s, just like different revolutions in different countries and different times of history. We're at the precipice. Actually, we're past the precipice. We're past the precipice. And I hear it all the time. Things aren't that bad. Bullshit. You just have to stop and analyze it. Your definition of good and bad is financial, then I guess it's not that bad if you have money, right? If you think your money is safe. And what happens if the market crashes? Then things are bad. Things are bad now, folks. If you haven't talked to your kids, talk to them. Pick their brains. Get in their face. Be a fucking pain in the ass. Mom, Dad, I don't know what you're talking about. I want to talk to you. I want to pick your head on. Find out what's going on. How you feeling? You depressed? What's happening? Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me, right? That's what's happening out there. So the folks that always say to me, you're negative and you're this and you're that. I'm not. I understand. I'm from the fucking school of hard knocks. I understand what's happening out here. And you need to as well. And the only reason I understand it so clearly and so plainly is the information and the feedback we get from so many people. So many people. Plain and simple. They tell me what's going on in their lives. And it's not all coming up roses. In fact, very little of it is coming up roses. And that's the point. But these folks out there in D.C. and the corporate folks, they want to make it seem like everything's going to go back to normal and everything's okay. It certainly and simply is not. And if it's okay in your life, maybe it's time for you to get involved and some of the folks who you care about in their lives to make sure that they don't fucking fall through the trap doors that a lot of other folks. If things are that good for you, I commend you. I congratulate you. I don't besmirch you. I don't curse you. And I'm certainly not jealous of you. I think it's fantastic. But that being said, maybe pay it forward with some of the other folks in your family, because I guarantee you not everybody is kicking ass like you are. And everybody puts on a beautiful fucking face on Facebook. Maybe that's why they call it Facebook. About this vacation and this, they're doing that, and they're doing this, and everybody wants attention. But very few people will come out and say, you know what? Things are fucked up. I'm barely holding on here. Does anybody want to help out? Be like, how dare, I'm about to post a photo of my kid's first day at school. They're 27. How dare this? Anyway, does this individual know what social media is for? A cretin, I will unfollow.